Agricultural programs are made possible by Auditory Care Center, an independent hearing care center serving Champaign, Piatt, Ford, Vermilion, and other East Central Illinois counties. Auditory Care Center offers hearing evaluations as well as selection, fitting, and repair of hearing aids at 892-5959 in Rantoul.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It is a Thursday afternoon, the 24th day of January, 2013. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason. If you have not purchased yet tickets for All-Day Ag Outlook, about half of them are gone now. You can give us a call at 217-333-7300. That's 217-333-7300. The All-Day Ag Outlook is Tuesday, March the 5th at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. Tickets are $25 each. And one of the people you'll be able to see there is Dan Zwicker at CGB Enterprises. He's in Mandeville, Louisiana, where I'm told, Dan, that it's much warmer than it is in central Illinois today.
Yeah, we're in our 70s here today, so it's convertible weather down here. So
short sleeves.
We're getting ready for a party. We're getting ready for the party. Everybody brings in king cakes in the morning, and we've got the Super Bowl and then the Mardi Gras, so this is going to be Party City here for the next 10 to 15 days.
Let's see, this will be your first time in the area for this. Are you looking forward to it? I bet you are.
I am looking forward to it. The locals tell me it's something that you really gotta watch it. It's something. They really get serious about these parades. There's a parade every day for about 2 weeks straight. So, and then they throw all kinds of stuffed toys and beads and just about everything comes off of those. So it'll be interesting to watch this, I guess.
All right. Well, you have fun, and then I'd have you report back to us, but you probably better not do that on the air.
Well, I'm going to miss some of it because I'm going to be up in Illinois the first week of February, actually, with you.
Yes, you will
be. At a couple of spots.
Yeah.
At the pork producers and up at the Castle Bank, I guess, in DeKalb.
Yeah, it'll be in DeKalb, but Sycamore, actually, at the Center for Agriculture. I think that's, what, February the 4th, and over at the Expo in Peoria for the Pork Expo on Wednesday, February the 5th, and I think those are the right days, but it's Tuesday and Wednesday, whichever the dates they happen to
be. Well, I hope
I
don't have to bring my full-length wool coat up there.
Yeah, you will. Yeah. Actually, you're going to freeze your tuchus off after being in those sunny, warm climes, I bet.
I probably will be.
Hey, tell me about this marketplace. Things have been pretty rocky this week.
Well, especially today, of course, we've had a period of strength here, especially in soybeans, due to the warm and dry weather pattern that has been kind of blanketing Argentina for the past 2 or 3 weeks. And then the weather models here starting yesterday afternoon started turning. One of them started turning a little more normal, kind of calling for a little more normal type rain activity over the 10 days. So that kind of started yesterday's sell-off in soybeans, and then that continued in the overnight and through the session here until the last half hour of trade. Beans were able to pretty much erase all their losses and close here fractionally lower. Corn actually came back and closed a couple penny higher in March corn. So technically, probably what a chartist would call is today's break in the market was one of these what we call a spike low, and being able to come back to near unchanged after being sharply lower, it probably tees up the market for a higher overnight trade and maybe a strong finish on Friday.
When you look at the nearby March, kind of a head and shoulders, there is a head and shoulders top there. And I don't think today's high broke any really resistance.
You're talking about corn, beans, or what do you want?
Oh, I'm sorry, soybeans, March contract.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could probably read a head and shoulders in there. But if you look at March on a weekly basis, this decline that we had here in January, down around the 1351, and then when you compare it to a 14 period stochastic, we have what we call as a bullish divergence in that.
Okay.
And that would indicate that you have a decent shot at popping out the middle December high point of 1501. So from a chartist point of view, this right shoulder may have a little difficulty getting solidified. We may go higher first before this right shoulder kind of comes into play. So I'm actually a little friendly and think that beans will probably pop above that $15 mark yet if sometime here over the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, so that 1501 was made back in the week of December, what, the 17th or thereabouts?
Yeah, week of December 17th,
okay,
right.
So you think that there's a potential we could go up and tag that, and if we can make it through, what's the top
side? I think we'll go through it, and then we'll kind of go from there. If we would begin to kind of clear the $15 area with some good solid closes, well, then you just basically add another 50 cents, start looking at 1550, and mm-hmm. then we'll kind of go from there. But I think in order for that to be realized, we're probably going to have the weather pattern be kind of more warm and dry and get some downward adjustments in the Argentina soybean crop. Then that would maybe give you some fundamental ammunition to kind of do that. But we'll have to kind of wait and see whether or not that happens. If these weather maps all turn warm and dry here tomorrow or early next week, we're going to go sharply higher here tomorrow, but you never know. But it does. We are ripe here for the market to kind of turn up here and finish off January, and it looks like we're going to close out the month higher, have some monthly reversals to the upside, and that kind of tees up, I think, a February rally like I talked about last week.
Mm-hmm. Then if you look at the November charts, does that chart appeared to me to look better than the March contract, so you can tell me.
Well, November's still in good shape, I think, to try to go up into the 1350 area. Now, maybe to go beyond that, we're going to have some new fundamental news of some kind, but I kind of view it as a double bottom, and we're going to go back and try to check out the November high point or that December high that we had around that first week or first 10 days of December, which is 1340. So I'm still at least optimistic that maybe November beans can go back up into that 1340, 1350. So, you know, if people are kind of looking at spots to move inventory or get started on new crop pricing, those would be some of the areas that I'd at least, you know, try to be patient to see if we could get up into that area.
For the corn?
Corn, trying to get December corn to rally is going to be about like pulling hen's teeth. but we have made some progress off of that January low. Mm-hmm. But we've got to kind of clear this 580, this 592 area. We start clearing that, and I think there's a shot yet that I would not rule out that these corn can try to climb its way up into the 610, 615-ish area, give or take a nickel. So I would at least be patient to see if we could maybe get corn up into those areas before I would panic anyway. And I think most farmers are probably going to kind of wait out this insurance period and see what kind of average we end up with the month of February. And like I said, if my cyclical work is dialed in, we may end up with a 6-plus type average for February. And now I think that would be all bearish longer term.
Absolutely.
Because that would solidify a lot of this 99 million acre projections. And if we would have some nice rains in June, July, we could be much lower by fall anyway.
Yeah, so we've watched that happen before, and we ended up with a drought in 2012, but droughts don't come very often. The last big one was in 88. So if that were to happen, and we were at crop insurance in that 590 to 610 range, someplace in that, would you be satisfied with a producer who simply said, I'm going to use the crop insurance as my hedge and not worry about the rest of it?
Well, crop insurance is not a substitute for marketing. I think it's a backup plan. It's definitely a good backup plan, but it's not a substitute. You still, you know, you need to use the fall option. by the fall option, and then that basically protects you then from being an aggressive early seller. At least it cushions the sting if you would happen to end up with a short crop and higher prices. So the fall options, I think, is part of your marketing plan. I think the spring option here is basically a backup plan. If you just can't pull the trigger for one reason or the other, at least it's a backup plan, but you still have your crop to market. And so it's not a substitute, but I think, you know, I'm inclined to put some stuff on the books early this year. And what I mean by early, I guess sometime by mid-March. And then we just kind of take one week at a time. I look at some of my longer-term cycles, and it kind of thinks that you were open or were vulnerable for a three-and-a-half-year cycle low going down into the summer months. So that's a little scary. So that's kind of why I'm inclined to kind of take advantage of this winter strength, if we can get one going through the month of Feb, to kind of lay off some price risk.
Pitfalls are what? The world economy?
Pardon?
The pitfalls to all of this? What are the biggest problems?
Well, I suppose dry weather. I think the economy. I just got done reading an article here that the Argentine farmers now are back holding inventory off the market because of inflation, as a hedge against inflation. Of course, I hope our economy doesn't get as bad as Argentina, but it wouldn't surprise me the way we're going. But that'll make our ag programs more interesting, won't it?
Yeah, I guess it would.
Yeah, American farmers start holding grain off the market to as a hedge against inflation, then we know we're in deep voodoo.
Yes, indeed. Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate you taking the time, and glad you'll be up with us in the month of February at Castle Bank and over at the Pork Expo.
Well, I'm looking forward to coming up north. I hope it's mild that week.
Yeah, don't bet on it.
Okay, Todd.
Hey, have fun. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That is Dan Zwicker. He's with CGB Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Thursday afternoon. Again, he'll be with us for a couple of our ag panels. You can find those on our website at willag.org. That's willag.org. There are several of them between now and our All Day Ag Outlook. That's the big one over at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. If you want tickets to it, they cost $25 a piece. It's a day-long event. All of our agricultural analysts that you hear on the air will be there, along with Murray Wise and John Bondurant, and then Peter Goldsmith from here on campus, the All Day Ag Outlook. Tickets are on sale now at 217-333-7300. That's 217-333-7300. We're looking so forward to that event and having Dan up here during the month of February.